Hey, looks like this is the first time we have more people in person than on Zoom. Parshas Nasa, we have the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. The Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, in the Koseres of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam is mona two mitzvahs. One of them is Tefillah, Lavedus Hashem b'Tefillah b'chol yom. And number two is Levarech Kohanim Es Yisrael b'chol yom. So the two mitzvahs in the Rambam's Hilchos Tefillah are Tefillah, which the Rambam says is a daily mitzvah, and Birkas Kohanim, which the Rambam says is a daily mitzvah. So Chinuch writes in Shin Ayin Ches that Birkas Kohanim is b'chol makom u'b'chol zman. As the Karen Ora points out in Sota and Daf Lamed Zayin, he has a long hakdama to the Birkas Kohanim sigas over there, that just like when it comes to Tefillah, the mitzvah deraisa for the Rambam is once a day, albeit once a day every day, then presumably for Birkas Kohanim, the mitzvah deraisa as well is once a day, every day, but only once a day. The Gemara does have a machlokes, a tanus daf kavavam beis, machlokes as to whether Birkas Kohanim is limited to shacharis and musaf. Does it apply to mincha and neila as well? So leaving the neila aside, because that's not so shkiach, but we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, that Birkas Kohanim applies to Shacharis and Musaf, albeit not to Mincha, because we're concerned that Kohanim may have had something to drink by the time Mincha rolls around. But again, that's presumably Midrabbanan. Min HaTorah, Birkas Kohanim is once a day. So the Karen Or is bothered in his Hakdama to the Sugya Birkas Kohanim. How do we know that Birkas Kohanim Taka should be Shacharis and Musaf? When it comes to Tefillah, we understand that Chachamu or Misakin, that even though the Mitzvah Derais is once a day, but Chachamu or Misakin, multiple Tefillos as a continuation, as an expression of the Mitzvah Derais of Tefillah. But when it comes to Birkas Kohanim, how do we know that a Kohen is allowed to be Mevarech more than once a day? Where does that license come from? So he suggests, based on the comments of Tosfos, Tosos on Daf Lamed Ches in Sota connects or suggests, without any evidence per se in the Gemara, that the Birkas Kohanim reciting the Beis Hamikdash corresponded to the various avodos. That there was a Birkas Kohanim that was done in conjunction with the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, and there was a Birkas Kohanim that was done in conjunction with the Korban Musaf, as well as the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So maybe that's the model, that just like in the Beis Hamikdash, there is a correspondence between the avodos and the Mikdash and Birkas Kohanim. So too, that carries over to our recitation of Birkas Kohanim in Ali Shachar Samosef. If not for some other consideration, we would have Birkas Kohanim in Mincha as well. But he's not so sure of that, because he points out that the bottom line, all the applications of Tefillah are b'derabanan. If according to the Rambam, this tefillah is once a day, every day, so as Rabbi Sachs likes to point out, once a day, every day starts at night with Maariv. And then there's no duchening at Maariv, so by the time you get to the next day, there's no tefillah d'oraisa to have a correspondence to Birkas Kohanim for. So that's only tefillah d'rabanan. So Birkas Kohanim d'oraisa has to be totally on a tefillah d'rabanan, and is that really the mechayiv? It's hard to say that a tefillah derabbanan is a mechayiv for Birkas Kohanim. Elo what? You have to gather. Birkas Kohanim has to be done with the minion. It's a davar shebekdusha. So you have to gather a minion in order to recite Birkas Kohanim that you don't have a model for, that there's a particular imperative, specific imperative to gather a minion for davar shebekdusha. If you have a minion, then you recite a davar shebekdusha sometimes. So he's a little bit unsure, even at the end, as to what the correspondence between the deraisa Birkas Kohanim, the practical Birkas Kohanim in every tefillah is, and what is the actual source of that. He suggests, Luli de Mistafina, that maybe Birkas Kohanim is only deraisa in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe Begvulin, it's only a Dindarabanan to begin with. He says the Rambam is clearly not that way. The Rambam is clear that it's deraisa even Begvulin, the Chinuch as well. But he's not so sure as to how this all plays out. But this is potentially relevant to our practice in Chutz Laaretz that goes back for centuries, that we know about it from earlier sources of Rishonim, but that the Ramah tells us in the end of the long Simon of Birkos Kohanim, Simon Kuf Kaf Ches. So where did the share screen go? Okay, the Rama tells us the end of Siman Kuf Kaf Ches Sif Mem Dalet. B'chol Medinos Elu She'ein Nosim Kapayim El Biyantiv. In all of our countries, Medinos Ashkenaz, where we only duchen an yantiv, mishum sha'as shruyim v'simchas yantiv, the tov lev hu yivarech, ma she'en kein v'shar yamim, afilu v'shabas v'sashana, even on a regular Shabbos we don't duchen, she'trudim v'herhurim al nechyasam yalbiltam malachtam, people are distracted by the need to pursue parnasa, afilu v'yantiv v'enosin kapayim ela b'tfilas musav, she'yotzim az mi'beis ha'kneses v'yismuchu v'simchas yantiv. Fine. So the Ramah records this practice that Beis Ephraim notes in the Tshuva, Tshuva's Beis Ephraim Arachayim Simen Vav, that this practice goes back, he writes 500 years, so Beis Ephraim is in the 1800s, so at this point it's, let's say, 750 years. There's evidence already much earlier in the Rishonim that there was such a practice, so the Ramah is referencing a much earlier practice, or a significantly earlier practice in Medinas Ashkenaz, of not reciting Birkas Kohanim, with the exception of Yantiv and even on Yantiv, with only for Tfilas Musaf. So we have to discuss, what is the reason for that minhag? Although the Beis Ephraim writes that even if we don't have a compelling reason for the minhag, but that's not our job, the fact that the minhag has been around for so long doesn't give us any license to change the minhag. So before we explore that a little bit, just another parenthetical. The Mishnah Brura notes in Sifkat and Kusamache that our practices, we do recite Birkas Kohanim on Yantiv, Bein Shachal B'chol O B'Shabbos, and that's true, irrespective of whether Yantiv falls on a week or Yantiv falls on a Shabbos. The Yesh Mekomos Shenogin She'ein Nosim Kapayim Afilu b'yantiv kishachal b'shabbos, aval ein minhag ze'ikar klal. K'mo shekasru har be'achronim. So the Mishnah Berurah notes a practice of some communities of not duchening on yantiv the falls on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says that that is an incorrect minhag. Where did this come from? So the Magen Avraham, there in Sifkat and Ayin, has two suggestions as to what the genesis of such a sub minhag would have been to not duchen on yantiv the falls on Shabbos. So number one, he says maybe the concern was that we recite the Ribono Shel Olam during Birkas Kohanim, and the general we don't recite Tachanunim on Shabbos. So for that reason, even though on Yantiv we do recite Tachanunim, but if Yantiv was a Shabbos, we don't recite Tachanunim, and that would be a reason not to duchen. Even though you can duchen and not recite the Ribono Shel Olam, which is our practice, but the Magen Avraham says maybe that was the origin of this minhag that he's not a fan of. But notes that there were some kilos that did that. And number two, the second reason the Magen Avraham was that people had the practice, or people should have the practice, Kohanim of going to the mikvah before duchening for Tfilas Ezra, if they saw Keri. So if Leil Shabbos is Chiyav Ona, so that'll be challenging or more of an impediment for Kohanim to be Tovel before duchening on Shabbos, and for that reason, maybe that was a justification, not that some people should duchen, other people won't duchen, people ask why, so maybe that was justification for such a minhag of not duchening on Shabbos that Yantiv falls on. But the Magen Avraham rejects that as the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Shaar HaTzion, there in Sifkata and Kuf Lamed Beis as well. Ramosha has a tshuva, Chelek Gimel Simen Yudches, Chelek Gimel Simen Yudches, written in late 1966, the Sersimei Tshuva 1966, responding about a shul where their practice was they didn't allow the Kohanim to duchen on Yom Kippur Shachal Yisra Shabbos. So Ramosha says, that's a toast, Ligor Behem, you should protest. That's an incorrect minhag. He says, even if you were to accept the minhag that the Magen Avraham records, the reasons the Magen Avraham don't apply to Yom Kippur. Number one, Tachanunim. We do recite Tachanunim on Yom Kippur. Number two, you're worried about the carry, so you went to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur anyway, and Tashrish is also in Yom Kippur, so there's no concern there either. So even if there's justification for the reasons the Magen Avraham presents for such a minhag of not duchening on Shabbos, that doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. Moshe says, anyway, that's an incorrect minhag to begin with, even on a regular Yantar Shachai Yos B'Shabbos, and the appropriate thing is to duchen on such an occasion. Rav Schechter points out, it's written up in Nefesh HaRav, that when the Rav came to Boston, and he briefly was functioning as the Rav of a shul there, and the first, I think it was Rosh Hashanah, came around that fell on Shabbos, and the Rav told the Baal Batim to duchen, and their practice is not to duchen. They got upset, and they fired him from the Rabbanus. And the Rav responded to that afterwards in reflection, that even though it was a correct position to tell the Kohanim to duchen, but not everything is worth losing your job over. But anyway, I think nowadays, I think a generation ago, and more American shuls did not duchen on Shabbos, and Achshir Dara, I think that's been, I remember growing up, but not duchening on the shul, not duchening on Shabbos, and then over time that changed. I think many such places have gone back to the authentic minhag. But be that as it may, so what is the source, or what is the justification for this practice that the Ramah quotes, which seems to be against a presumed din d'oraisa of duchening every day? There's no indication that in any way should be constrained by any day of the year. That applies, should apply every day of the year, Shachris and Musaf, B'chol, B'Shabbos, and not only Yontif. So what's the justification? Where did this come from? The minhag of the Ramah of Ashkenazic Jewry outside of Eretz Yisrael, not duchening on most days of the year. Chuvis Maril Hachadasha Simon Kaf Aleph, Maril Hachadasha Simon Kaf Aleph, which is a citation from the Sefer Ha'agur. He writes, along the lines of what we saw in the Magen Avraham in the Shabbos context, that the appropriate practice was to go to the mikvah prior to duchening. So there may be people who won't be able to go to the mikveh and therefore won't duchen, or there may be people who will go to the mikveh and be embarrassed that they have to go to the mikveh. This minhag developed as a low plug not to duchen under most circumstances. Yes, another consideration, that somehow there's a notion of not duchening when there are nachrim present. And since nachrim are walking into shul, the kohanim would be constrained from duchening. So therefore we restrict the ability to duchen on most days. And another consideration of bittul Torah, Torah Chatzibur. So these are some justifications for not duchening on a regular day. The Beis Yosef didn't like that. The Beis Yosef did like the minhag b'chlal. The Beis Yosef didn't like the reasoning of the what we just saw in the Maril. Beis Yosef writes, "Dochak asma l'kaya minim mekomo," that was a big dochi to justify what was common practice. Ve'ena maspik, k'mashikas v'neishen ogim litbal kodem haychom dasli kulahu. So. You, because there's a minhag of going to the mikveh before duchening, so you're going to stop duchening, so you don't have to go to the mikveh. What's the ikar? What's the tafel? It's the chumrah dasi leikula. The tali tanya below tanya. Shavet tefillah nesias kapayim lo hesku b'tamim. It doesn't say anywhere you need to go to the mikveh. The imeim nagul lahachmir b'litbal lama yivatlu b'shul zeh kach shalosh esei b'chol yom. Ava b'sheino over elim ke nikra. So it's true that you're only mevatel li esei a berkos kohanim if you're called up and you don't go up to the duchen. Of course, benefit analysis was choice between being mevater on a very unfounded minhag going to the mikvah and getting rid of the din d'oraisa berkos kohanim. So the choice should be obvious. The al gidei kein yanichum l'kaim shalosh esei b'chol yom. V'yasher kochem shel b'nei eretz yisrael v'chol malchus mitzrayim shenosim kapeim b'chol yom ve'enam tovlin nesias kapeim. And accolades should be extended to the residents of Eretz Yisrael and Egypt, who had the practice of duchening every day, and they didn't go to the mikvah. So better that they should duchen every day, not go to the mikvah, than go to the mikvah for duchening and not duchen. Darki Moshe responds, And this is the basis of what we saw in the in his Hagos. Vani Omer, ki atam shachashu heim letafel hua ikr. Ki machmas bitol malacha la'am shebe'elu ha-ratzos. Shakonim va'am trudin b'chiasan v'galusan, the old parnasa. Ve'ein lehem lefarnes b'nei besam ki malacha masher yilketu b'zeyas apam, d'varyom b'yomo. Ve'im trudin l'mechiasan, ve'ein ashruim b'simcha. Lachain einosim kapeyem b'yom sheyesh b'bitol malacha la'am. They're distracted. And you have to be in a state of simcha duchen. So for that reason, the minhag developed of not duchening on weekdays and even on a regular Shabbos. Chuvas Chasim Sofer Arachayim Simen Kaf Gimel. Going back to the connection between Birkas Kohanim and Avoda, so he suggests that Kohen Duchening and a certain element of Birkas Kohanim is performing Kain Avoda. So he writes, just as an avoda that is not done properly is pigol. If not, doesn't mean the not necessarily the strict halachic pigol, but there's an element of inappropriateness or unfulfillingness of an avoda not properly performed. Gam birkas kohanim lasachol al hamisparchim az. So if you're going to recite birkas kohanim, excuse me, in a sub-ideal state, then maybe it's not effective. And that's what the Rama means, that everyone's tarid ala michya v'kalkala, and people aren't mechavin properly in their tefillos. So if you're going to duchen when you have all these tirdos and these distractions, then that's going to ke'ilu be a korban she'ena ratzoi. And just like if you have a machshavis pigel in a korban, that passels the korban. So a ke'ilu machshavas pigol in Birkas Kohanim, it's an ineffective or incomplete Birkas Kohanim, and that's what the Rama meant in formulating the reason for this minhag of not duchening on most days of the year.
Yep.
Okay. In Achanami. Yes, that's what the Chasam Sofer suggests anyway. The Binyan Shlomo of Shlomo Vilner in Simen Yud quotes his Chasam Sofer. And he's not so enamored with that analysis for a different reason. As we noted earlier from the Karen Ora, he quotes his Karen Ora, that tefillah, most of the applications of tefillah are only the Rabbanan, as we noted. You know, tefillah minotaur for the Rambam is only once a day. So to connect Birkas Kohanim to tefillah to the extent that you're going to say that machsheves, machshava psula in Birkas Kohanim is machsheves pigol, so that's also going a little bit far. There is a Rav Sturmbach in Modim Mizmanim in Chelek Aleph has another Avoda related suggestion. Right, just to mention the Beis Ephraim that we quoted earlier, Beis Ephraim develops the idea that maybe the reason we don't duchen chutzar is because our Kohanim are not Kohanim Yuchasim. So he raises the question that maybe if our Kohanim are not authentic Kohanim, maybe it's a Brachal Vatala. And maybe that's a consideration. So again, if it's bracha levatala, why aren't you considered bracha levatala yantiv? He raises that as a possibility as to why this nidin may have developed. But Rosh Dornbach in Moedim Azmanim Chelik Aleph Simin Lamed Aleph Chelik Aleph Simin Lamed Aleph has the following suggestion. Again, working off the comparison between duchening and avoda, and the notion that on some level our tefillah nowadays corresponds to the avoda. So he says that's only you can only say that our tefillah corresponds to the avoda if it's a tefillah that is pristine. So if you're going to have a Chazaras Hashatz, and Birkas Kohanim is connected to Chazaras Hashatz because that is Ke'ein, the stand-in for the Avoda. If you're going to have a Chazaras Hashatz, and not everyone is listening to every word, and not everyone has proper Kavana, so then maybe that's not really an authentic Tefillah B'Tzibur, and we're not justified in connecting Birkas Kohanim to that Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's Rosh Dornbach's suggestion. The Netziv writes in the famous comment that the Netziv has in Meshav Davar Chayli Beis Simin Kuf Dalid. So as a historical note, the Netziv writes over there, Zechurani Sheshemati Kimeduma Mechosni Shapam Achas Hiskim Rabbeinu Agra the famous account that the Gaon tried to initiate Birkas Kohanim in his Beis Medrash on a daily basis. The Akvu Min HaShemayim, the Nilkach LeBeis HaSurim Beis HaMachlokes HaNura BeVilna Lo Aleinu. And precisely at that time that he tried to institute Birkas Kohanim in his clothes, he was imprisoned. The Acher Kach, the Chaim V'Lajner, so he also tried to be mechadesh Birkas Kohanim. Ubaosa Laila Nisraf Chatzi Ha'ir, and that night half the city burned down. Beis Knesset Shabir. Berov Isboninu Sheish Baze Eza Davar So Bisisrei Ashpa Sabracha Hayored Ayde Birkas Kohanim Bchol VeEni Tanu Yodeya Adma. So this account, the double account that both Reb Chaim V'Lajner and his Rebbe the Gaon attempted to be Mechadesh Birkas Kohanim, and clearly Min HaShemayim that wasn't meant to be. So that's what the Netziv has here. It's also quoted in the biography of the Gaon, the Elias Eliyahu, a slightly different version. This is page 32. So the same version about the Gaon that he was jailed at the time. And then he says that he heard from Chaim V'Lajner that a few times ago and tried to do this. And each time something else happened. One time he was jailed. And when Chaim V'Lajner tried to do it, the city burned down. It was clearly lo is tai milsa. And in the Chodim Ashulash, which is the biography of the Chasam Sofer B'Kiv Eger and the Ksav Sofer, said, there they also have in the Chumash Shulash, there they write that Reb Nosson Adler, the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe in Frankfurt, who had many interesting practices, it sounds like he was Mechadish Birkas Kohanim, and the world didn't fall apart because of it. It says, Hagon Reb Nosson Adler, Hayakoi Miyuchas, Ubechol Yom, Ala Leduchen Bebeis Midrasho. They think Ala Leduchen means that he duchen, not just that he went up there and to smile. The Amar Alatmo, Im Yibane Beis HaMikdash, Meher B'Yameinu, Nafsho Ipsa, V'yas Havoda B'Kotche Kotchim, so he said about himself. He said about himself that he felt comfortable. He felt ready to go, just like I think Rosh Shachter said that the Rav said the same thing, that he felt that he was familiar with enough in the Seder Avoda and the Beis Hamikdash. He wasn't a Kohen, but if he would have been called upon, he would have known what to do. And then the same paragraph, they talk about the other famous position of Menachem Adler, that he davened in a Havaras Sfaradit. But be that as it may. So from Nathan Adler, the world didn't fall apart, but from the governor of Chaim Voloshiner, it did. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan references here in Sif Dalid, that Shnei Gedolei Ador B'Doros Shelefaneinu Kol Echad B'Mekomo Ratzo Lahani Nesias Kapayim B'Chol Yom. U'Kishik Bilu Yom HaGbogbal L'Zeh Nisbal Bel Ha'inyin B'Lo Alu Lahem V'Amr Sharom Kimin Shemayim Nigzera. Okay. So who are these two Gedolei Ador? So I presume the Gaon was one of them. He says, Kol Echad B'Mekomo. So is that a reference to the Gaon and to Reb Chaim Voloshiner? They weren't so far apart. Or is that a reference? I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos, they quote that the Alter Rebbe also apparently tried to be Mechadesh Birkos Kohanim at some point. So I don't know if it's I don't know if the Aruch HaShulchan would be referencing the Alter Rebbe. But he says, two anonymous Gedolei Ador tried and did not succeed. Rishtermach has a tshuva. Tshuva is van Hagos Chele Beisim and Kuf Yud Aleph. He asks, what's the din of a plane flying to Eretz Yisrael? So in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is yiduchen. Chutz Laaretz, you don't duchen. So for Ashkenazim, if you're on a plane, what do you do? So he thinks, Shevi al tasa adif, meaning you're nigger after Chutz Laaretz, so you're not in Eretz Yisrael yet. So even though you can make an argument in either direction, he thinks, Shevi al tasa adif, better not to recite Birkos Kohanim. I also saw, I'm sorry? That he doesn't talk about, but I assume he would say the same thing. Right, but still, if it's a suffix, you're ready, Lemais and Chutzlaritz, I think he would say shit. Not in the flights from there to South America, but you could. Right. It sounds like he assumes that if you're not in there, it's all proper, then the appropriate thing would be not to duchen. I saw also that in the north, that's not the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. In Sfad, in Tver, in Haifa, the minhag for generations or centuries is not to duchen every day, just on Shabbos. I saw that in some sources. I don't know Lemaisa what's done everywhere. Okay, these are some of the issues.
Thank you. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.